is the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Hey, everybody. This is Lindy, and Carly's on too. Carly, say hi.
Hello.
Well, we're excited for today's call. Lori Patrick is back, and this is our second time to be able to have her on this call to share, and we are always excited to have a guest. You know, that's like-minded, that is going to talk to you a little bit about, you know, it goes right along with what we've been talking about over the last few weeks about, you know, overcoming obstacles that come into your path. And, you know, Carly and I talked about, you know, overcoming fear, stepping out of that comfort zone, you know, the things that typically hold us back. And you know, we all have different journeys. We all have different obstacles to overcome. And so it's always interesting to hear, you know, what helps different people, you know, just step out and get things done. You know, when you set a goal, you're going to face adversity. And so last week we talked about, you know, the university of adversity is where you learn, where you grow, and where you develop the strength and the character to persevere. And so we're excited to have Lori hop on and share as well. Carly, you have any opening thoughts before we bring Lori on?
Well, you know, as we were chatting yesterday and kind of thinking about some different themes that we can revolve this call around, this one really just stood out to me because, you know, Lori, we don't know your whole story yet. But one thing that I do know is that you don't have this amazing life, this amazing journey without having a couple of roadblocks. I mean, it's just part of it. The difference between, you know, getting to where you are at this point in your life and someone who maybe gave up is the fact that you just didn't quit. I'm making some pretty big assumptions here. But
yeah, you are.
I am, but you know, it is a pattern. It's something that I think that most people that have just these extraordinary stories, these extraordinary lives they have in common is that they had something in their way and they didn't stop. They didn't let it stop them, I should say. So, you know, I'm just going to pass it over to you. I want you to go back. You know, of course, people are recognizing your name and your face from days that you were an American Gladiator. And yeah. Go back to that point in your life and, you know, or even really before then. Tell us how you got to that point, you know, where you're on this show, this huge show that's like a kind of a cult phenomenon, apparently, in some countries.
Right.
A huge part of my life when, you know, back in the 90s watching this show. But, you know, tell us your story. And then if you don't mind, just let us know, point out some things that did get in your way and how you overcame them.
Well, good morning, ladies, and everyone on the
good morning.
I know, I was listening to you and you guys have hit on some amazing topics. And that is obstacles. And okay, so I mean, before I was an American Gladiator, I was an athlete. So I have a feeling, I don't know anybody, I mean, anybody out there in the audience that has, you know, played sports or some type of team event and you had a coach, whether it be a team or even individual, you know, maybe a tennis coach, a golf coach, you know, taekwondo, whatever it may be, a coach in some sort of way in sports. I think that at a very young age, I was coached, okay, to kind of push forward, I want to say. So you may have some obstacles, but you always have a coach behind you going, come on, you can do this. Don't quit. Keep moving, you know, that kind of thing. So that's why I believe that, you know, it's very important, even if you're not in a team event now, to get some, I want to say, maybe a best friend or community or something like that, and your exercise and health or whatever it may be, because that helps people. Okay. Sometimes, I mean, I hate to say it, but when you're alone, and you need that push and you need that extra motivation. And if you're alone, you can get it on the internet, but how many people are actually going to go there? You know? So at a very early age, before the Gladiators, I was doing a lot of team events. I was playing softball and basketball and things like that. And so I tried out for the American Gladiators. And yes, we all have obstacles, you know, even through the Gladiators. God, let me think of, did I have some honest, yeah, I had obstacles going through the American Gladiators. I mean, I didn't know the show. I didn't know television. I was super new. I was nervous, you know, so I had coaching along the way. I had coaches, you know, so obstacles. I mean, I don't even need to really get in the Gladiators because, I mean, that was fun. That was great. We traveled all over the place. But as far as, let me think. Obstacles.
Lori, it can't be that hard to think of one.
Oh, my God. Well, what? Give me an example of an obstacle. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I had a lot of them.
Yeah.
But I'm not quite sure which one you wanted.
You know what? Well, one thing that comes up in my mind is that, you know, when I was playing sports, injury, you know, was always a huge obstacle to overcome. And I'm assuming here, also assuming, big word there, that, mm-hmm. you know, anybody that spends any time, you know, at the level that you were, you know, in fitness and are still today, that you don't get there without having some sort of injury and having to deal with it.
Yes. Okay, yes, let's go with injury. There's no doubt. I actually feel a little lucky that I walked away from the show without any major injury, meaning like an ACL tear. You know, that was major for some of the contestants to come in. I think one, I want to say maybe one or two possibly of all the Gladiators haven't had an ACL tear. Okay. Injuries on the show. I had a small torn meniscus in my left knee. I did have a major ulnar nerve damage down my left arm. So, I mean, you know, for some people, I guess that would be major, but I had to overcome those because if I didn't overcome those injuries, I couldn't perform. If I didn't perform, I didn't get paid. How's that? On our show, they were super ruthless. Okay. It's almost like missing work. If you miss work and you don't have vacation time or sick time, you don't get paid. So what do? You get up in the morning anyway and go. So that's kind of the obstacle that on our show that I had to overcome as well as the injuries. I had to perform anyway. So I remember when I tore my meniscus in my knee, I could have quit. I could have said, okay, that's it. I don't want to move forward. But at the time, this was my career. This is what I wanted more than anything. And the producers, I'll never forget, walked up to me and they said, if I see you limping anymore like you are right now, we're pulling you. And I was like, ugh. You know, of course, it just panicked me. So I actually, you know, I iced it and I did everything for that day. I got to be honest, I went and got a cortisone shot in it. You know, I went and got a cortisone shot in it and I kept performing. You hear a lot of athletes out there, you know, having injuries and stuff. My ulnar nerve, that was a little bit different because you couldn't do that. I had to get therapy on that. But my main thing is I never quit. And even today, I have an obstacle right now, and you guys hear me complaining about my knees. So over time, maybe, you know, from the Gladiators and doing that, I have, my knees aren't the greatest. I have some joint pain in there. I get up in the morning and it, you know, it's like, I just want to keep rubbing my knees. And so have you guys ever heard of the KT tape?
Yes. Tape?
Okay.
That stuff is awesome. I mean, there's obviously a science to it.
Oh, there is. And it's really amazing. I've learned a lot about it, but I'm going to actually put it on my knees and my elbow and take a picture of it and hopefully send it to the company so I can get stock in it because I'm using it so much. But that stuff is awesome on your knees. Anybody out there that has any kind of joint pain or problems with elbows or knees, or even there's a tendon that goes up underneath your foot. People get up in the morning, they don't know what it is. It's a fasciitis tendon. This tape is just, it will actually help with anything you have. So I have to put that out there. I'm not with the company, but I should be as much as I use it. This stuff is amazing. So any kind of injuries like that, definitely. So yeah, I've had injuries that I've had to overcome. and push forward and not let it get in my way. I know a lot of people when I'm doing my personal training right now, you know, they either had to have back injuries or knee injuries. And what we do is we, you know, we really hit these obstacles by being smart about it, you know, either working around it or, you know, warming it up and, you know, finding out what the problem is. But that's what I do with any kind of injuries that, you know, either my clients have, that I have. You know, there's certain exercises that I can't do. On certain days, though, if my knees feel great, I'll go in and squat. Certain days, if they don't feel great, I won't. I'll work around it. You know, so it's just, it's an obstacle that we all hit in our life, an injury obstacle, no doubt. If you're young, you know, you could have injured yourself, but as we get older, you're going to have some joint pain here and there. So there you have it. But, you know,
well, we've got some other ideas too, some other things. You know, injury is one of those things that, although maybe, you know, maybe somewhat avoidable, but not always, you know, things
right.
happen.
Exactly. Things happen in life.
You know, you've got to be smart and you've got, like you said, figure out a way to work around it. But I think Lindy has some other obstacle topics to bring up, see how you dealt with these.
So I know that when we first met you, we kind of talked about your journey in fitness later in life after those days were over, and how you realized that there was a need, you know, maybe people were getting out of shape and complaining that they couldn't be fit anymore, that they, you know, they were at that age where they couldn't get their bodies in shape. They'd gone through all of this stuff in life and they were making excuses, which excuses are a big obstacle to overcome. People make so many excuses.
Right.
As well.
I would say, I'd say excuses are the number one obstacle / excuse in business, in fitness, in health, in everyday life.
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You can make 1,000 excuses why you shouldn't. If it's going to be tough at all and it's going to require any dedication or work, you can always find a billion reasons not to do it. But you have to realize, you have to decide if the reason you're doing it is worth it, right? And so when you were at that moment and you were just saying, you know what, there's a need for me to prove that I can get back in shape, that I can be fit and show other women that they can too. You know, you felt that there was a need for that, right? Didn't we talk about that?
Yes, we did. You know, it's interesting because unless I'm going to put this out there as a little disclosure, unless there is a major health issue, 9 out of 10 times, you can do whatever you want with your body. We can mold our body any way we want through health and fitness. And those excuses, it's interesting because it's really about, and it goes back to what we've talked about before, it's a mindset. You've got to change your mind before you change your body. You have to change your mind before you change your body. And you have to think about that for a minute. And people are like, well, what do you mean by that? It's a mindset. So if you're going to constantly tell yourself every single day that you can't do this and you're too old and excuse, well, obviously after time, you're going to start believing this. That's why there's positive affirmations out there. You tell yourself every day that you can do this. You look in your mirror and you see that beautiful person in front of you, no matter what shape or size. So that comes from the mindset of where you're at. So first and foremost, we have to start changing the idea and the mindset of people before they can actually start changing their bodies. You know, it's not about what you're giving up. And that's the biggest thing is people are so afraid if they get into the health and fitness, they're going to give something up. Okay. They're either going to give up their favorite food or they're going to give up, let's say their mornings so they can go exercise, or they give up after work, you know, hanging out with somebody for happy hours so they can go to the gym. It's an interesting concept. They feel like they're going to give up instead of looking at it is, what am I gaining? You know, that's what's so interesting mm-hmm. about this whole thing. What am I gaining? I'm going to gain my health. I'm going to gain my energy. I'm going to gain, you know, maybe losing that 5 to 10 pounds. You know, I'm going to gain getting in those jeans that I've always wanted to get into. I'm going to gain, you know, my life. I'm going to live longer, healthier. You know, that's what you're going to gain. It's not about what you're giving up. So people are looking at it completely opposite, and they're looking at it completely wrong. So, you know, and it's the fear. I heard you mention fear in the very beginning of the conversation. Well, where does fear stem from? Fear is just the unknown. You know, if you don't know something, if you're fearful of something, it's only simply because you don't know what the outcome is going to be. Well, if you knew what the outcome was going to be and you have the knowledge of what the outcome was going to be, that fear is taken away now because you know, and then you're going to change your mindset and then it's all going to be good. So does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Agree. Jinx.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that we say pretty often is get out of your own way. And that all goes back to mindset and fear and what it can really do to stifle you, to keep you from moving forward and really just taking a chance. You know, we get so nice and warm and cozy in our comfort zones and it feels great. But, you know, if you're even looking at doing something different, you know, whether it's to change your fitness, whether it's to start a business, you have that desire. You know, that's planted in your heart, in your mind for a reason. And you've got a decision to make, either go for it or not. And I think it really does all boil down to fear and letting yourself, those fears, get in your way.
It's interesting because whenever there was we all still hit obstacles in our life, no matter what it is, whether it be our fitness, health, career, it doesn't matter. We still hit these obstacles and, you know, we don't wake up every day and go, oh my gosh, it's awesome out. It's beautiful. I feel fabulous. Okay. Yeah. I would love to feel that way 100% of the time, but let's be real. Let's be honest. We don't as human beings feel this way every single day. You know, you have kids, they annoy you. You have husbands and wives, they annoy you, whatever it may be. So, but the point is that it's something that, you just have to, that is where your mindset comes into play. You take a moment, you breathe and you relax and you think about what you really want and you just keep pushing forward. If you're having a hard day, you know, health and fitness wise, I don't want to go to the gym. I mean, we were just talking on the call before you went for a run. Okay. I know you love running, but let's be honest. Is there every single morning, and if you say yes, I'll be shocked, that you go, every morning, oh my God, I can't wait to go run 5 miles. Or is it every once in a while you go, okay, I'm really not in the mood, but I know I'll feel so much better afterwards. Okay. So tell me how you feel once in a while.
You know, we're talking about discipline here. If I'm being really, really honest with you, Lori, when my alarm goes off and it's time to go for that 6 a.m. run, I never want to go. Okay.
There you go.
It is a battle every single morning, but one that I am committed to winning against myself. You know, yes, there are days that it's just beautiful, sunshiny day, and you're like, I want to go for a run. It feels right. You know, but that's not the norm. You know, at 6 a.m., the sun's not even up yet.
It's
cold at this time of year. You know, you have to win that battle with yourself. With yourself. It is, and that's the obstacle. Your own letting yourself get in the way. We actually talked January 2nd. Was a Monday, and it was our first Motivation Monday call of the year. And we were talking about how habits and discipline and commitment kind of are really words that people lump together, but how they really are a little bit different. And I'd read in a book that a habit, you know, there's this misnomer out there that a habit is created in 21 days. But there's actually some research on this, and there's really no set day that, you know, something turns into a habit. But that the average is somewhere around like 60 to 65 days of doing something on a daily basis consistently that it then becomes a habit. And so the funny thing is that today is that day. from that call that we had on January 2nd. And somebody pointed it out, like, are you going to talk about that today? So I wanted to bring that question to you too. You know, although we're on the discussion of obstacles, you know, what have you seen in your personal training where, you know, that battle stops and something just becomes a habit? You go from discipline to healthy habit.
You know, it's funny because you said 21 days and, you know, I've heard it say it's 30 days, but mm-hmm. with you talking, I mean, 60 days actually does make sense. I have noticed that, you know, for it to become a good, healthy habit, for me, it's about 30 days, you know, and to be honest with you, even in my diet, okay, my nutrition, believe it or not, that's more about 2 weeks, which is interesting for me. Once that I start getting in the habit of eating healthy, it automatically makes me feel better. So therefore, that's about 2 weeks. And then I don't even think about it. It's just, this is what I'm eating. And it becomes a habit. So it's interesting. And so, yeah, I'd say for me, a normal good habit is about 30 days, but 2 weeks when it comes to the nutrition side of things. And maybe that's just from, I don't know, maybe that's from my past. I do fall off though. I'm going to be, you know, we're all being honest here. I fall off my nutritional wagon. And that's, I talk to people about that all the time because so many people, you know, it's interesting because here's another thing. Let's throw this in the mix. Let's say you have a habit. Does that habit break sometimes? And then you have to re-get in it? Have you ever thought about that side of it?
Yeah.
Think about that. Oh, yeah, okay.
Definitely. You know, sugar is a big one for me. I have a sweet tooth. I love sugar. I love chocolate. You know, I have found healthy ways to satisfy that need that I have. But mm-hmm. if, you know, let's say Valentine's Day, you know, that was a couple of weeks ago. Every single year, my husband buys me a box of expensive chocolates. I love it. I get one box a year, but having that box, even if I just have one a day, it's become a habit. And when that box is empty, I'm like, I need another box. I need another box. And, you know, I definitely have to go through a retraining, you know, no, you don't need that sugar. You've got to get out of that habit. But what
That's
I've
what
also
I mean.
Found with sugar
exactly.
is that you can jump back into that sugar habit, but actually I feel like I can also cut that habit pretty quickly too.
Yes.
Kind of like you were saying, and really shorter than a couple weeks if you mm-hmm. really set your mind to it and go without it for maybe even like 2 to 3 days, you
right.
stop thinking about it. But
exactly.
that's a big one for me.
Well, once in a while when it comes to that at nighttime, I do have the discipline. Okay. Now let's talk about discipline. I have the discipline to where I can grab a piece of, a small piece of dark. I allow myself dark chocolate and I could have one piece of that and I'm good. That is kind of like, okay, I'm good with this. Certain people go, oh my God, I can never do that. I'd have to eat the whole thing. Well, that comes into discipline. You know, it could sit mm-hmm. in my refrigerator. My roommate can eat anything she wants. She's thin. Her metabolism is, you know, awesome. So over the weekend, she's like, I think I want a box of those Intimate donuts. I'm like, really? You know, really? Do you have to bring them in the house? You know, because here it is. It's in the house. And my discipline. So, you know, it's funny because donuts are one of the things that I absolutely loved my entire life ever since I was a little kid. So I allowed myself over the weekend to have one. And she goes, I'll throw them away when I have one or two. She goes, it's a waste of money, but I want one of these. I'm like, okay, cool. So all of a sudden I get up this morning and I still see them in the refrigerator. And it was like, grab these things. It's trash day. It's going out. You know, I don't even want them in the house. But that's like discipline, you know. So that's one thing that I will say. That once I put my mind to something, I have the discipline to keep moving forward no matter what it is. you know, and that comes with, you know, overcoming obstacles. All right. Mm-hmm. You've got to have that discipline. You've got to keep moving forward no matter what day it is. You may hit that obstacle 2, 3 times, 4 times maybe, but it doesn't matter. Every time you keep hitting that obstacle, you got to keep pushing forward and keep pushing forward and keep pushing forward, knowing that one day you're going to overcome that obstacle. A lot of people will quit, and that's the mindset. So that's where it's, you know, overcoming these obstacles, business, health, fitness, everything. I mean, let's be honest, success is not convenient. We've said that before. And if it was, everybody would be successful. But that's why, you know, you hear about people, what is it, 1 or 2% of the entire country is the wealthiest people in the world? You know, why is that? I mean, because of the fact they're successful, it's not that they were lucky. There's another thing. That's another misconception I hear. People go, oh, well, they're just lucky. No, they were disciplined. They overcame obstacles just like you and I did. But they kept pushing forward. They never quit. There's a difference. Successful people get up early in the morning. They do their exercise. They read their affirmations. They get into that positive mindset for the day. Most of these people that are very successful do, I would say almost, I think, what was it? The statistic was something like 50 to 60%. They'll do more of their day before you and I even get up in the morning. You know, so it's just, I mean, obstacles are, to me, my obstacles are mindsets, unless, like I said, go back, unless it's a major, major physical problem, you know, a health problem. But 90% of obstacles, 95% of obstacles, you can overcome. How badly do you want it? You know, like you said, get out of your own way. So that's been my whole life. You know, people are always like, Lori, you're a winner. You're, you know, no matter what you touch, it turns to gold. You know, what is your secret? And it's like, there is no secret. It's just a matter of when I put my mind to something, I do it, and I do it 100%, and I just don't let anything get in my way. Do I hit obstacles along the way? Absolutely. Absolutely. I just don't let them stop me. That's the difference between me and somebody who just doesn't see the vision. Again, maybe it'd be health or fitness. And you went back to, I mean, we were talking about people, women that are entering their late 40s, early 50s. I can't do this. I can't lose the weight. I've hit menopause, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to keep saying that blah, blah, because to me, all those blah, blahs are excuses, constant excuses. And it's not about that you can't do it. You don't want to. Okay. You have no reason to. Your reason has to be bigger than your want. Remember, we were talking about that before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for sure. You know, I love everything that you just said because, you know, we have really structured these calls around every single principle that you just brought up, that you start your day by working on your mindset, by pouring in your affirmations, by pouring into yourself, you know, and that you just have to commit and know that it's going to be worth it and do it every single day. You know, it's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to just come. And, you know, I think that a lot of times we compare our journeys to somebody else. We think that the results should come faster. And it discourages us. And that's just part of keeping your mindset, knowing you own your own journey. And that if you're consistent and focused and you don't quit, you know, take quitting off the table. It's not an option. If you want it bad enough, you're going to go for it every single day. You're going to move in that direction. And so, Carly, don't you love that, you know, every time, you know, when you were kind of giving this synopsis, it's everything that we talk about every single week for the past 8 months on these calls.
Absolutely. Lori, we don't even need to be here.
you are.
I'm like, oh no, you guys got to chime in here. Come on.
Well, you know, we're just listening, but you know, something that you said just before Lindy jumped on, the thing is that when you see a person that does have success with reaching their goals, you don't see their struggle. I was reading a book yesterday, and the author was talking about the word momentum, and that when you have momentum or success, you look better than you really are. But when you don't have momentum or success, you are better than you look. And so success comes from the things that you're doing while no one is watching. And you really only have yourself to be accountable for when it comes to you know, your health and fitness success, business success, or whatever you're doing. When it comes down to it, it's your life. You're really responsible for yourself. But I have absolutely loved this call. I love how we're on the same page, but you bring something else to it that, you know, say things in a little bit different way than how Lindy and I have expressed it. And I'm just hoping that everybody that's dialed in and listened has taken notes and taken as much away from this call as I have. You know, Lori, we'll go ahead and wrap this call, but we need to go ahead and set up interview number 3 because there's just so much left unsaid, so much more that we can dive into with you if you're willing to jump back on with us in the future and kind of make this a serial thing, a regular thing.
Absolutely.
Lindy, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Lindy, I'll let you jump on and close out this call for us. And Lori, this is Carly, by the way. I know we sound a lot alike on the phone, but thanks for agreeing to be on our Motivation Monday call again.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. And you guys have an awesome week. And everybody out there, it's a mindset. So let's get into the positive mindset this week and have an amazing week. And every time you hit those obstacles, man, let's just jump over them, go around them, go underneath them. It doesn't matter what it is. Don't let them stop you. Have a great week, you guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Lori. I think she just dropped the mic there. So, guys, we'll go ahead and wrap up this call. And we'll be back here next Monday, 10 a.m., so don't miss out.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.